The bog burglars and hooligans were so amazed, they just stood there, eyes open wide as saucers, staring at them. Madguts was looking like a thundercloud.
"I do not believe this," spluttered Gumboil. "Madguts does not believe it. These are just children, and quite odd-looking children at that. They can't possibly be the last men back."
Nobody could believe it. Snotlout was lost for words. How did Hiccup do it? Yet again, it had seemed certain that he had kicked the bucket, and yet here he was, turning up very much alive and in a horribly glorious manner. Even that weed fish leg seemed to have somehow taught himself to swim.
Yes, well, they're not the last men back, are they? Unless they're able to take the oath that they did not seek aid by float or boat,
Snotlout pointed out meanly, so eaten up with jealousy that he spoke without thinking. Snotlout's own father, Baggy Bum the Beer Belly, shouted,
"Shut up, Snotlout!"
And there were cries of shame and,
"Whose side are you on, Big Nose?"
And even the murderous tribe booed and hissed him, for nobody likes a traitor to their tribe. Snotlout turned a bright and unattractive red and muttered sullenly, "I was only saying."
"Yes, as Snotlout so kindly reminds us," said old Wrinkly, shooting Snotlout a venomous look, "for any of you to be declared last man back, you have to take the oath. Can you take the oath?"
Hiccup, Fishlegs and Kamikaze at last realised the significance of what was happening. They looked up at the cliff tops, at the long line of little figures standing silent below the wheeling, shrieking sky dragons. They looked around at the serious, intent faces of the tribesmen. They looked at each other. Well, the oath said that you were not allowed to seek aid from float or boat. None of them had asked to be kidnapped by Norbert the Nutjob, and only Fishlegs and Kamikaze had sought aid from the Wanderers to take them back to the archipelago. Hiccup had been knocked out unconscious at the time, not in a condition to seek aid from anyone, and a flying machine was neither a float nor a boat. So technically speaking, Hiccup could take the oath. Fishlegs and Kamikaze pushed Hiccup forward. Hiccup put up his left hand. Total silence from the crowd.